So with any treatment for any disease, we always worry about the risks and complications from medications. So with hydroxyurea, there is a concern that it's a cancer therapy or chemotherapy drug, which is a true statement. And some of the risks that comes with hydroxyurea, the biggest and most concerning for us is the fact that it can lower your blood cell counts, especially your infection-fighting cells. So these numbers are monitored very closely on a monthly basis just to make sure that you're not dropping your counts very low. Some of the other side effects from hydroxyurea include nail discoloration, some mild hair loss. Otherwise, it's fairly well tolerated. Most patients are able to take the medicines without significant consequences. The next side effect is from chronic blood transfusion. The most common one that we worry about is iron overload. So we do monitor patients' ferritin levels very closely. And in some cases, if there are any further concerns, biopsies are done to kind of see where their ferritin is. And to try to prevent that, patients are put on iron chelation medications. One of the common ones include Xjade, and there are a few others that are coming up as well. As far as bone marrow transplant, there's lots of risks and complications that come about with that, mainly from the fact that you are going through pre-treatment therapy with medicines that will get rid of all the cells in your bone marrow, which acts as your factory for cell production. And when you have all these cells gone, you don't have any cells that are being made for infection fighting, or even your blood cells tend to drop, so you have an increased risk of bleeding. And also your platelets are also low, which adds to the bleeding component and the anemia. And some of the other long-term consequences from transplant can include graft versus host disease that can affect your skin, your gut, your eyes, pretty much any organ system. So there is definitely significant risk with bone marrow transplant when compared to the other two therapy options with hydroxyurea and chronic blood transfusions, but sometimes transplant may just be the only route.